This is Watching Your Dick Slide In, written and read by Girl on the Net. I know how much you like watching your dick slide in. I know it because I love watching you in turn. On your knees above me, your eyes downcast as you focus on it, sliding slowly inside. Occasionally glancing up to look at my reaction as each inch of your aching erection stretches and fills up my cunt. But you can never quite get the right angle, can you? You can never quite get your face close enough to see the detail. The wetness that clings to the skin of your cock, for instance. You never get to see it from a distance other than the exact length of your torso. No more, no less. What's more, neither of us ever get to see it from behind. How the prominent ridge on the underside looks bold and hard and beautiful like it does in porn. There's a solution for that now, though, isn't there? There are three possible ways you can watch your dick slide into someone. The first, mirrors. Too complicated. Arranging them and fucking amidst all that precarious glass means this option won't ever happen for us. We're far too clumsy. The second option, of course, is video. You can film yourself slipping your cock in from any angle you like and watch the footage back for posterity later. Or you can do what we did once and use FaceTime to create live-action porn of your own shag from different angles, most notably allowing me to watch myself getting fucked from behind. It's sexy and meta and weird, and I thoroughly recommend it. But like mirrors, it can be a little bit complex to set up. What's more, if you do the live-action porn thing, you may find you get distracted by the lovely sensations on your junk and end up missing some of the cool details of the video, like the way cunt juice clings to the smooth sides of your cock, or how prominent and hard your dick ridge looks up close. There's a third way to watch your dick slide in, if you're interested. It involves cloning your cock with a silicone kit so you have a perfect replica. Then enlisting the help of someone, or something, in using that cock to fuck me. In this case, we used our new fuck machine and the cock we cloned from a silicone moulding kit, embedded a vacuolock attachment into the silicone itself, and attached the perfect clone of his cock to the sex machine. Hey presto, he can watch it slide in. Apparently, it's a very weird experience. And an incredibly hot one too. He hadn't realised until we cloned his dick just how thick it is for me to take it in my cunt and mouth. When we triumphantly removed the beautiful silicone copy from the mould and he held it close to his face to examine the incredible details, one of the first things he told me was, "Fuck, I think I get why you need so much prep before you get fucked in the ass." Indeed. When I'm sucking him off, I get up close and personal. I know his dick from every single angle. I know exactly what it looks like when he grips it in his hand or sticks it into a stroker. I know the underside of it as well as I know the top, foreskin covering the head or pulled back, erect or flaccid. I won't say I know his dick better than he does, but I do have a greater range of perspectives from which to admire it. The foreshortening that happens when he's looking down at it from above means he'll rarely ever see his own dick in the same way he'd see the dicks in porn. Side note, remember this fact when you're comparing yourself to others, please. If you don't think your cock is as pretty as the ones in porn, remember you may never have admired it from all those different angles. So, my partner got to watch me get fucked with his dick, but it wasn't the dick attached to his body. I lay on my back on the sofa, legs wide and hands gripping my ankles so I could remain still in what I'm going to call the pretzel position, allowing him the best possible view of my cunt. The sex machine was positioned on the floor in front of me, with his cloned dick securely attached, angled so it would slide neatly in as soon as the machine started moving. I was too nervous to just turn the machine straight on. The cock it comes with was perfect for experimenting with spit roasts and DVP, but the clone of my other half's cock is much thicker. And because it's a home kit rather than a professional cast, it's a little bit rougher on the skin. So instead of turning the machine on, I began by just wriggling down onto it, inching my bottom slightly further forward on the sofa cushions until the head speared the entrance to my cunt, and I could feel the oh so familiar ridges of the head of his cock nestled inside the entrance. Except it wasn't actually his cock. His was over the other side of the room, still attached to his body, gripped tight in his hand as he beat away at it and stared at the copy sliding in. I've talked before about the virtuous circle of porn, how one slice of porn can inspire fucks which then go on to make up the next piece of porn, and so on into infinity. Well, this was a little like that. He got hot from watching the copy of his dick slide into my cunt and started wanking. I watched him wanking and got hornier, so I wriggled down further onto the copy of his dick. He then watched. You get the idea. By the time I turned the machine on, he was already fully hard and borderline hypnotized by the sight. At a distance, and from a different angle, he got to see his dick in a whole new light. The way it stretched me out, the movement of it as it slid in and out of my wet cunt, and above all, the way my eyes grew slightly wider the first time the thickest bulge shoved its way through the entrance. Mesmerizing. The relentless thrusting of the machine, plus my squirming, eager horn, meant that swiftly the dildo was covered in a thick, drippy layer of cunt juice. At one point he slipped down from the office chair in which he'd been sitting and knelt on the floor beside me, getting his face up nice and close to the cock as it pounded away. I kept a tight grip on my ankles and tensed every muscle to try and stay as still as possible. I was close to coming and I didn't want his cock to slide out before I got there. Angled with the machine, the upper ridges of the head could perfectly hit my G-spot. Angled with the machine, he could watch in horny fascination as the exact angles and curves of this clone copy of his cock fucked hard, in and out, faster and faster until I was twitching around it and practically dripping onto the carpet. By the time I bit my lip and started making those moaning noises, he'd already reached for the bullet vibe. He pressed it firmly onto my clit, just above where the dildo was ploughing in and out of me, all the while beating at his dick and refusing to tear his gaze away from the brutal, robotic fucking motion of the machine. I came very quickly and incredibly hard. It was as if the orgasm, like the machine, had been designed for maximum efficiency. No drawn-out waves which take seconds to fully crash over my body, just one intense burst of pleasure that gave me black rings at the edges of my vision and left me breathless and weak and trembly. When I was done, he carefully pulled the machine away and knelt down in its place, positioning his real dick at the entrance to my cunt. And with me still trembling and weak from the intensity of how hard I'd just come, together we watched it slide in. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. I'm going to give a couple of shout outs to sponsors here as well, because I would not have been able to have this fuck or write this piece without the Cloner Willy kit, which was provided by the Pleasure Garden, pleasuregardenshop.co.uk, and the F Machine Pro 3 from awesome site sponsors Eva Amore, evaamore.co.uk. Both have an incredible selection of amazing sex toys, lingerie, lube, and loads of other fabulous stuff. And if you use the code GOTN10 on either site, you will get 10% off. I recorded this post on one of the hottest days of the year, and I'm incredibly sweaty, having had to close all the windows.